And it's time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in Madison. And here's my favorite show of the year.
Here we are. Yep.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Paul, and to all of our listeners.
Yep. And this is my the most anticipated show ever.
No Teresa, pressure, John.
Tell our listeners what we're doing.
Well, today we are doing John's prognostications for 2025.
All right. Yeah. So, in other words, what John is going to predict.
Yes. What's going to happen in the technology world in 2025.
In the next year, yeah.
We better roll with it because he's got six this year.
Okay. John, the floor is all yours.
Okay. Well, first thing I got to talk about Microsoft and Windows. Windows 12 is going to be released in 2025. And this new version, it's going to be a complete, it's not going to be just a few changes here and there. It's going to have a different look and feel. It's going to be a large emphasis on artificial intelligence, which you're going to hear that a lot in the next year, but even on the show here, everything is kind of gearing towards that. And it'll have a virtual assistant and a search assistant and all these things to help you manage your AI uses and needs. As usual, because it's Microsoft, you're going to have some pretty, you know, beefy hardware.
New.
And so you'll have to be upgraded with a pretty good amount of processing power in order for it to run smoothly.
So in other words, you think I need to buy a new computer then?
Well, I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, that's always the push that they do, you know.
Yeah. I've had mine. I bought mine from yours, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
7, 8 years ago?
It's about time for a new one then.
It's still running. Still running good.
But, you know, even with all this, you know, there's going to be some new, it's going to, like, facial recognition, the things that you have on your smartphone to lock your smartphone, you're going to have those on your computers more and more. And so it's just going to be a lot of security features and things like that. But, you know, even though Windows 10 is no longer going to be supported or updated or anything like that, I still don't think that Windows 12 is going to have a great amount of market share. I think people are going to stick with, you know, there's going to be some 10s out there. That I think the majority is going to be 11s, and people are going to, just like it happened with Windows 10, people are going to get Windows 12 when they get a new computer.
Okay. When's Windows 12 released?
It's going to be actually earlier in this year. It's not going to be October. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like it's coming out sooner. Okay. So that's my first one.
Okay, we got to move along.
Okay.
Keep you on target here.
Well, I talk about this a lot. I'm really interested in this because it's pretty cool, not just for games, but virtual reality, you know, where you see a screen or you live in a world that's not real, or augmented reality, which means that you can see ahead, you can look out in the street outside, but there'll be things that aren't like there, you know? So that's,
like they do on the football screen.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly.
Augmented reality.
And we're going to see that really move on with the new hardware that people are getting and the AI and everything. So I think we're going to be seeing like Google Glasses or some equivalent to that. I think that's going to be a big Christmas gift for next year. I'm stepping out on that one. I think that's going to happen.
Okay, so we'll put that on your Christmas list.
Yes. 5G rollout. We touch on this a lot too, because your phone is 5G phone and it's never getting 5G here. You will probably get it in the metro sometimes and other bigger towns. I predicted a couple of years ago that it's going to be at least 5 to 10 years before we get it out here, just because the cost, there's got to be so many towers to cover us because the bandwidth is very, the signal doesn't go very far. I think what's going to happen for our area is we're going to see like a hybrid of 5G, which is going to be mid-band 5G. It's going to be a little faster than 4G. It's not going to be true 5G. So my thing is, when you hear talk about 5G is coming to our area, when it does come, don't get rid of your fiber connections yet, because it's not going to be here for a long time. We're very fortunate to have fiber to the premise now, and that's good. Number four, everybody listening to us right now on this radio show will have used some form of AI by next year at this time. Everybody,
okay,
whether they know it or not, it's everywhere.
It is.
And it's the fastest growing of technology, and we're going to be talking about it, I'm sure, many shows.
Yep. Artificial intelligence.
Yep. It's here.
It's here to stay.
Yeah. And related to that, and five, you know, I think that the AI, right now, ChatGPT, we've been, you know, we talk about it a lot. Yep. When we have, you know, our kids and, you know, and just other people, we just get into conversations about this stuff. And it's amazing. It seems like everybody's using ChatGPT, mm-hmm. and we'll probably do a show on that pretty soon.
Yep.
But I think it's going to be very similar. Remember the early days of browsers? You had Netscape, you had Alta Vista, mm-hmm. Mosaic. Remember all those?
That was a long year. You're dating yourself.
Then. Yes, I am. But you know, now it seems like kind of Google is the first place people go. You know, it's kind of one. I think we're going to see that right now. ChatGPT is maybe the
leader.
You know, the first one, Alta Vista or whatever. I can't even remember. Mosaic maybe was the very first one we had.
Yep.
I think it's going to be like that. You're going to see other players come in and
different kinds of AI.
Yes. And they're going to be more specialized. But and there's a lot of money being spent on this right now. So I think we're just going to see that over the next several years. It's going to be similar but different and probably more and more powerful. And so that's my thing about AI. And again, you're going to hear that all the time here.
Yep.
The last one I put down just because I really thought docking stations for phones. I was, you know, that was the one I did really bad at when we did last week. And I think we're going to see more and more of improvements to that technology.
Okay.
But I still don't think it's going to be a must-have for people. I think that the manufacturers are just not going to, you can get it, mm-hmm. and if you really want it or need it, but I don't think it's going to replace a computer.
Okay, so you've changed your tune on that a little bit.
I've kind of changed my tune, just watching how advertising and how marketing's been working lately, you know. So I don't think, we'll see them, and maybe Paul, you'd enjoy.
Docking stations for phone. You're talking about charging your phone or what?
No,
What's a docking station for phone?
Hooking up to a screen and a keyboard, you know, so you set your phone down and you plug it into
a docking station.
Oh, okay,
and then it comes up on the big monitor with the full keyboard and the mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you think that'll be more and more of that happening, huh?
I don't think it will. I think you can get it and the technology is going to improve, but I don't think it's going to be the next big thing.
Okay.
So that was kind of
Are they going to improve on charging your phones? So it's faster and you don't have to plug things up.
I mean, they have fast charging now. That's
we've got a wireless here in the studio here in the radio station. You just put your phone on top of it.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think, you know, right now the battery technology, there's with the automobiles and everything, I think that their batteries aren't lasting longer, it doesn't seem, you know, on some of these products. And I think, again, it's another reason most people get a new phone when they get a phone.
Yeah, tell me about it.
When their
battery goes dead.
Yep.
So what's stopping them from, you know, what's,
why improve
why
that?
Would they want to make a phone that lasts 20 years?
Because it's all about money.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so from marketing
standpoint. So while they may be able to do that now, they may have the technology, I'm sure, to make better batteries. They're not going to put them in.
Right. I would get you. I think you're right.
Yep.
John, great job.
Do I have time to review these?
Yeah, you can review them.
Okay, so number one, although Windows 12 will be coming out and it's going to be quite a bit different, have more AI in it, John believes that Windows 11 will still have the market share. There'll still be some holdouts for Windows 10. But if you get a new computer, it'll be coming with Windows 12. That's not yet.
No.
But once Windows 12 is introduced. Right. And so, it's either time to upgrade to Windows 11 or buy new and then you'll end up with 12. Number two, he's talking about a virtual reality and augmented reality will be improved and more available. And he sees Google Glasses as being a popular Christmas gift next year.
Or similar, you know, something like that.
Something like Google Glasses.
Yeah, something to interface that.
Okay. Talks about 5G. He's just not convinced, are you, John, that we're going to see much of that out here yet?
Not for quite a while.
Not for a while. Okay. And even if you hear about it coming, it's not true 5G.
Probably not.
Okay. Number four, he's sure that everybody is going to have used some artificial intelligence by this time next year. Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, it's here to stay.
It is. It is.
And speaking of AI, he says right now ChatGPT is like the main thing that people are using, but he sees many more of those coming out in this next year, all vying for that popular,
the winner.
Who's going to be the winner?
Okay.
Then the last one was about the docking stations that we just talked about. Doesn't see that as really getting to be a big thing, mostly just because of the financial aspect. Companies won't be making a lot of money by making that a possibility.
Right.
So.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. It was, think of a lot of different things, but we kind of got to focus on out here. There's a lot of, big tech talk and, in some of these different fields, but it'd be an honor for some people.
So the last show of 2025, we're gonna grade him on this.
Yep, we will grade you on this, John, in a year from now and see how you did.
Good.
See if you did better than this year. This year you kind of...
Well, I had a couple A's.
You had a couple A's. Yeah. Yes, couple you A's. Did. You did.
It was really good or...
Really
bad.
Yes, true.
All right. The way it is.
Where are you located? How can people get a hold of you if they have any questions?
We are right on Main Street, Madison Paul, across from United Prairie Bank. You can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or send us email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, have a great year, guys.
Thanks, you too, Paul. You too.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.